Amnesty activists to Dems, hell no to dangerous border wall. By Tony Lee on December 12, 2018. Prominent pro-amnesty groups organized Wednesday afternoon protests on Capitol Hill to put more pressure on Democrats to not give President Donald Trump even $1 for his border wall. Left-wing amnesty activists from CASA, Families Belong to Together, Make the Road New York, United We Dream, and the Fair Immigration Reform Movement demanded Democrats also defund immigration enforcement agencies and hold them accountable for human rights abuses. A Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. Recipient and activist from the Make the Road New York group said as soon as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, announced that he would be willing to give Trump $1.2 billion for the border wall, amnesty activists stood outside his office in New York and told him, hell no. She said amnesty groups were delivering the same message to all of Congress on Wednesday and demanding not $1 for Trump's wall and his out-of-control immigration enforcement agencies that are terrorizing and destroying communities. Another top organizer from the Fair Immigration Reform Movement warned Democrats not to fund the wasteful and dangerous wall. She took credit for Democrats like House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, DCA, standing firm against Trump on the wall. Pelosi, for instance, recently said that she is not willing to trade border wall funding for a DACA fix. That is a result of our work, of your work, everyone's work here, she said. That is a result of the pressure of our communities that have put on the Democratic leaders for them to hold the line. She said amnesty activists must make our voices heard even louder so that all Democrats can continue to hold that line. The amnesty groups protested a day after Pelosi and Schumer had a contentious White House meeting with Trump on border wall funding. During that meeting, Trump said he would proudly own a government shutdown if he did not get $5 billion for the border wall.